Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is, May Our Deeds Shine Like the Stars.
At that time, John summoned two of his disciples and sent them to the Lord, saying, Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? When the men came to the Lord, they said, John the Baptist has sent us to you to ask, Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? At that time, Jesus cured many of their diseases, sufferings, and evil spirits. He also granted sight to many who were blind. And Jesus said to them in reply, Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised. The poor have the good news proclaimed to them, and blessed is the one who takes no offense in me. Well, I was visiting a deserted area where there's no light pollution. I was awed by the sky at night. There were more stars than I had ever seen. Looking at pictures from the James Webb Telescope, I recall the beauty of that sky. The stars and galaxies are so vibrant and numerous. For thus says the Lord, the creator of the heavens, who is God, the designer and maker of the earth, who established it, not creating it to be a waste, but designing it to be lived in. I am the Lord, and there is no other. God created that we might live. Jesus says the same to the followers of John. Salvation is not about destruction. It's not about sinfulness. It's about living. The blind regain their sight. The lame walk. Lepers are cleansed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised. The poor have the good news proclaimed to them. They who were thought lost, they who were thought sinful, are restored. Today, the question of John's disciples might be put to us. Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? In this season of waiting, there is joy in the heavens and a call to respond to the needs of the earth, all the earth. There is joy that God has called us chosen, and we must look out for one another, especially for those who cannot repay us. A friend of mine wrote a song asking the light of God to shine on us and show us the way. As we light Christmas trees, let us remember the light to the world and be the light of the world with hope put forth in our acts of justice and making peace. May our calls for peace echo in how we gather with our families at table, even with those for whom we roll our eyes and have a hard time. Let us not forget those who are alone and in pain. May our eyes be open to the seeds and needs of those who are around us. And may the light of Christ be seen in all our deeds, shining like the stars.